Call the meeting back to order. Next item on the agenda is change of zone 2054, 1534 Savannah Road LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.57 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Savannah Road, which is Route 9, approximately 535 feet north of Westcoats Road, which is Sussex County Route 12. The 911 address is 1534 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 52.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet and materials. We have a copy of the deed and the property information for the property, along with a survey. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the PLUS review from the State Planning Office and the applicant's response to this. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. We're about there. Good afternoon. Evening, everybody. My name is Glenn Mandalis. I'm an attorney with Brockstead Mandalis Federico. We have offices up and down the state and in Baltimore, with the closest one being at 413 East Market Street here in Georgetown. And I'll do my best to follow a 16-year-old, but I don't promise any.
He was pretty good, right?
He was excellent, actually.
Other applicants should consider recruiting him.
Recruit a youngster, yeah, exactly. I do represent 1534 Savannah Road, LLC, which is the owner of the property. With me this evening is Dr. Jim Rial, sitting here to my left. He's a principal with 1534 Savannah Road, LLC. Also, Mr. Carlton Savage, who's a professional engineer with Scaled Engineering. As Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, this is a 0.57 acre parcel on the south side of Savannah Road, outside of the corporate boundaries of the city of Lewis, near the Savannah Road, Westcoats Road intersection. The parcel is improved with a single structure, and the parcel checks all the boxes, in my estimation, for what is good planning as far as a rezoning goes. Sometimes you have these applications and you gotta make really compelling arguments. Other times all the boxes are checked, and I think this one checks all those boxes, so I'm happy to be presenting it to you. Before we get to those details, could we scroll to Exhibit C in the exhibit book? I'd like to go through some of the photographs there and orient the commission. Yeah, a lot of paper. I'm sorry, I submitted all this. There we go. And may I approach? And we'll root.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks very much. So this is just an aerial view of the area. The yellow star, of course, represents the property. But just to give some reference points, this is the Wise grocery store. Back in the back is the Village of Five Points neighborhood with Fish On, some commercial back there. The CVS is here. There's a Waves car wash here. Over here is it's the Walgreens. This is the Sherman Companies. There's a medical across the street. So just for reference, there's a fair amount of commercial going on in this area. Am I able to slide with this? There you go, that's perfect, yeah. So this is just another aerial view. Again, showing the property. I should have pointed out, if I'll approach again, this intersection right here, if you recall, Old Orchard is over here. It's being rerouted, and that's currently under construction, so this is all torn up right now. This is intended to become a pretty major intersection. Not too long ago, this commission, probably within the last 6 or 8 months, approved this property and this property exactly as what we're asking, which is an AR1 property to go to a C2 zoning, and we're again right here. So very close to what was recently approved, exactly what we're asking for. This is just a view of the property looking northeast toward the property. So you're going toward the bay or into the city of Lewis at this point. You can see that yellowish building to the right. That is also a commercially used building with some medical in it, and it's zoned C1, which, as you all know, is the most intensive commercial zoning that the county had. That district is now closed, but it's the property directly next to the property at issue here. The next image is looking directly at the property from Savannah Road. This one is looking across Savannah Road from the property. So to the right is the BB Medical Facility. To the left is Haussmann Health and Professional Center. So we have medical directly across the street. This image is looking southwest now toward the property. So you're going away from the city of Lewis and heading toward Georgetown or toward Route 1. This is just zooming out a little bit from there. And you can see on the left-hand side is Aftercare Mental Health and Atlantic Adult and Pediatric Medicine. So additional medical, again, right beside this property. So as you can see in the general area here, there's a really fair amount of commercial activity with a lot of it being medical. With that orientation, I'd like to get a little bit more into the merits of the application. So I'm going to slide down into this section here. This is just the county map showing, again, with the star, the location of the property. This next image, this is showing the current zoning. And as you can see, there's a lot of that bright red there is the C1, again, that most intense commercial. The pinkish color are those two properties I pointed out that have recently been rezoned exactly as we're asking from AR1 to C2. This third image is the future land use map. So this shows that we are consistent with the comprehensive development plan in that we're designated as coastal area where appropriate forms of new development are encouraged. And again, you can see all the red around it in the future land use map. This one shows the conditional uses in the area. So as you recall, right to the left of the star, we have a C1 zoning. Right to the right of it, we have a bunch of conditional use approvals that are all being used as for commercial uses. And this last one shows the zoning and the conditional uses. Again, we kind of stick out like a sore thumb being the only AR1 property there that's not subject to either a conditional use approval or a C or a commercial zoning. That pink up at the top is a business zoning. So let me get a little bit into the reasons that this rezoning makes a lot of sense. First, the 2008 Comprehensive Development Plan. The proposed rezoning is consistent with the 2018 plan. As I mentioned, the parcel is within the future land use map designation of coastal area where appropriate forms of new development are encouraged. Moving on to the 2020 strategies for state policies and spending, the parcel was located in a level one state strategies area where future redevelopment or infill projects are expected and encouraged by the state. Giving consideration to this to the preliminary land use service process, we were subject to PLUS because this is a rezoning. After going through the PLUS process, the Office of State Planning Coordination has no objection to the proposed rezoning. The staff report prepared by the county indicates the proposed zoning change could be considered as being consistent with the surrounding land uses, zoning, and uses subject to considerations of scale and impact. And finally, it's consistent with the character of the surrounding area. The proposal is consistent with the character of the surrounding area as the two properties to the west of the parcel are within the general commercial district. The three properties immediately to the east of the parcel are subject to conditional use approvals with commercial uses. And as I mentioned, the county recently approved zoning changes from AR1 to C2 for two properties across the street. And those were CZ2014 for J&T properties and CZ2023 for the Jane Brady application. Obviously, the proposed use is not a reason for granting a rezoning, but we did include a concept plan. The intention here is to make medical use of this property. And as we know, Dr. Tam has spoken a lot about wanting to continue to build out a world-class medical network, and these sorts of properties are exactly sort of what's needed for that. Given all that I've covered, we feel the proposed change in zoning is in the best interest of the safety, health, and welfare of the community, and we do respectfully request that you recommend approval. I will ask if Dr. Rial will step up just for a moment. Dr. Rial, you've heard all the testimony that I've given or the statements I've made. Do you adopt that as your own testimony here?
I do indeed.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the commission?
Thanks for hearing our request here. I've been a physician in the area for 21 years. Every day that I work, I have 3 to 5 new retirees that are new to Sussex County, and I hear the same from all of them, that it's more and more difficult to find a physician in the area. And I think anything we can do to find more space for physicians to do their thing would be welcome. And it seems to me that that's a corridor that's already kind of become Doctors Rowe and Lewis, and we'd like to help put more doctors there. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, members of the commission. We're happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
Thank you. Great presentation. Obviously not a teenager, but you still did a really great job. Covered all the points that I would be concerned about. The surrounding area is becoming increasingly commercial and mostly a lot of medical services, and they're greatly needed. So I don't have any questions.
Thank you. Mr. Passwaters.
Again, a second great presentation. Everything we need to know is right in the slideshow. So thank you.
Thank you. And welcome to the commission.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
No questions?
Okay.
None for me. How about you, Mr. Robertson?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
None from staff? Okay. Thanks, we'll everybody. Close the public hearing and...
Public comment. Ask, is there anybody in favor of or opposition?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't look like
better.
It.
It looks like there's a lot of people out there that have so an many. Opinion on your application, so I'm going to ask if anybody would like to speak in favor of change of zone 2054 1534 Savannah Road, LLC. Seeing none, would any like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. And we'll defer to Mr. Collins for his motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, given the nature of that area, we anticipated, council anticipated, that I would want a motion, so here we are. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone 2054 for 1534 Savannah Road, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, a C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is generally located near the West Coast Corner intersection along Savannah Road between the city of Lewis and Route 1. It is near many other medical offices, and there are many other businesses, commercial and institutional zonings and uses in the immediate area. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning for a medical office at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses or consumer services. Four, there's no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And eight, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to grant approval for conditional use 2054 at 1534 Savannah Road, LLC. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwood.
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0.